Word on Today FM.
Now, our first guest today is the Chief Executive of the Electoral Commission, Art O'Leary. Thank you very much for being with us. So, if you go into a restaurant and you like the meal in front of you, you can take a photograph of it and you send it off to friends to show them how much you like what you just got. Are you allowed to do the same with your ballot paper once you've filled it in inside the polling station?
Sadly not, Matt.
What do you mean, sadly not? Yeah, why not?
It is against the rules because your vote is private. You know, it's a secret ballot and nobody should know. So we totally understand that people take pictures these days, and if there isn't a picture, then it didn't happen. So we're suggesting to younger people, particularly if they want to take a picture, take it from outside the polling station after they've voted with the polling station sign or something like that. So it is one of those rules. There's no photographs allowed within the polling
station. What happens if somebody does try to do it?
Well, I mean, it's against the law, you know, so...
Could you be arrested?
You possibly could, but nobody's going to get prosecuted for that. We're just asking people to be mindful of the fact that their vote is private and it is a secret ballot, so perhaps leave the photographs till outside.
Okay, I'm going to ask you loads of questions. This is if I've never voted before. If I start doing my 1, 2, 3 down, and that's what I have to do, isn't it? It's not a question of just ticking the people that I like. You have to go 1, 2, 3. Do you have to vote all the way down to the bottom to fill in all of the boxes beside the pictures and names of the candidates?
Yeah, no, you don't. You vote for as many candidates as you would like to see represent you in Dáil Éireann. So some people vote for just one candidate, and if you're voting for a single candidate, you can put an X or a tick. These are called plumpers. Your listeners will hear these words over the weekend as the count progresses.
That would not invalidate your vote if instead of using a number, you put an X beside just one candidate.
No, you can put an X because it is simply indicating that you would like to vote for a single person. But if you want to vote for more than one person, you must use numbers. Please just start with one and work your way down, all the way down to your 4th, 5th, 6th, in Louth, you could go right to 24. But it's very important that it's just numbers that are on the ballot paper, and consecutive numbers as well. When you get further down the ballot paper, some people write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 8. So
does that invalidate your vote?
Your vote from 1 to 6 counts. Everything after that doesn't count. So it's very important that you go consecutively. If you make a mistake, by the way, there's absolutely no shame in that. It happens all the time. Go back to the person who gave you the ballot paper.
Well, I was just about to ask you that. Can you replace the ballot paper, or will they give you an eraser to actually rub out what you've already put down?
They will give you a fresh ballot paper and you'll start again. So don't feel any shame in relation to this. It's much better that you have a vote that counts, that you're too embarrassed to say something to someone and pop a spoiled vote into your ballot paper.
Because I can think of one constituency, for example, where there are two candidates of exactly the same name. I don't know how many other constituencies that may have happened in. There is the potential for people to get confused.
Yeah, this is the only one where there are people with identical names. There's lots with identical surnames, but Owen O'Brien in Dublin Midwest is with two candidates, one for the Social Democrats and one for Sinn Féin. Perhaps this is why the photographs are on the ballot paper. So pay particular attention to photographs and names, and you should be okay. Just speaking of duplicates, I mean, multiple candidates for a single party on a ballot paper often lead people to put an X beside two candidates or three candidates from the same party. That won't allow anybody to establish your order of preference. So please,
And that's an invalid vote then, a spoiled vote.
And please start with one and work your way down through the ballot paper.
Okay, here's another interesting one. Can we X out the empty blank squares so no one else can add numbers to my ballot later? I don't trust the system that someone else could add numbers to my empty boxes in my ballot.
Interesting. This has become a feature in recent years where... I think it probably started in Eastern Europe, where this becomes a natural feature, where there was a genuine fear that somebody would add extra numbers to the ballot paper too. But in recent years, it has been happening in Ireland. As long as there's an X in every box and every blank box, and it is easy to establish the order of preference, then it should be okay. But ultimately, it's at the discretion of the returning officer to be on the safe side. It's just numbers. But if you have a genuine fear, then I'm sure the returning officer will understand.
We're getting lots of questions coming into 0874 100 102. How is it that my son got two voting cards, one in Dublin and one in Wexford, so he could, if he wanted, actually vote twice? How is that correct?
Yeah, this happens. We have issues, and I think you've spoken about this yourself before, Matt. You know, there are issues with the electoral register. We speak about the electoral register as if it's a single entity, but there are actually 31 separate registers run separately by individual local authorities. And unfortunately, these registers don't talk to each other. So if you were born in Wexford and then moved to Dublin to study, it is possible that you could have two polling cards. What we're suggesting to people is that you vote in the place where you're a resident. And if you're on twice, if you have extra ballot papers or any extra polling cards, or if a polling card arrives from a previous inhabitant in your house or someone who has passed away, just pop it in an envelope back to the local authority and explain the situation, and we'll try and remove them from the register, because we have a lot of work ahead of us in the next couple of years to ensure the completeness and accuracy of the register.
Yeah, but would it be an offence for that person to vote in Dublin, then hop in the car, go down to Wexford and vote again?
Absolutely, yes. You can only vote in one place.
So how would they be caught?
Yeah, well, I suppose we depend on the integrity of the individuals involved. We have no evidence of this happening. There are lots of people on the register in duplicates, triplicates, or maybe even more. And we know that there are dead people on the register as well. But there's nothing to suggest that any of these polling cards are being used illegally.
Okay, another listener. Can you ask why my household hasn't received any polling cards? And can we still vote without the polling card, just with our ID?
Yeah, we've had many calls about this in the last couple of days. And I do have some sympathy for Unpost. They have 3.7 million polling cards to deliver in 10 days. And this is a bit like socks that go missing in your washing machine. It's unexplained. We don't know where they go. But the good news is that you don't need your polling information card in order to vote. Simply turn up at your polling station in the normal way. If you're a first-time voter and you don't know where your polling station is, go to checktheregister.ie, enter your details, and it'll tell you where to go to vote. You should be on the register and you should be able to safely vote. It's important that you bring ID with you.
Well, I just want to ask, because some people think if they bring their polling card, is that sufficient evidence as to who they are to be given a ballot paper to vote?
To be sure that you're able to vote, you should bring ID, because the guidelines are that the returning officers should ask one in four voters for ID. So bring a passport, bring a driver's license, bring your student card, something with your photograph on it. There's a list on electoralcommission.ie of all the ID that's acceptable.
Okay, a listener wants to know, why don't we use pencils? And another one says, can I bring a pen to vote because I don't trust the pencils?
We have a viral video on TikTok today covering this exact point, and I'm astonished that people are so interested. Pencils will be provided in every polling station, but if someone wants to bring their own pen, they should feel free. We'd be delighted. I have a single pen that I've used in every election during my lifetime. So I voted for the first time in my early 20s, and I still have the same pen. Sentimental reasons. If
you haven't lost it.
I haven't lost it, still have it, and doing a number of house moves, and it must be one of these things that's important to me.
Okay. I'm a polling clerk, says listener. It's a job, actually, I did on a couple of occasions when I was a young fella. But my vote is in a different polling station. What can I do to vote?
Yeah, this is very difficult, you know, and if we could go back in time, the best thing to do it would be to apply for a postal vote, you know, because of your work, you shouldn't be able to do it. That you might have been able to vote in advance because you couldn't make it to your polling station in time. I think you could ask the indulgence of the presiding officer in the polling station either to come in a little bit later or to go home a little bit earlier or to nip off during a quiet time. But I absolutely accept that that's a difficulty for some people.
Okay, listener says, can I vote in Dublin if my polling card is registered in another county?
No, you have to vote where you're ordinarily resident. In some countries, we know that you can turn up in any polling station in the country and you're able to vote. But our setup is such that we vote between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. in a location nearest to your residence.
Listener says, I've lived here for over 5 years but still have a British passport. Can I still vote?
If you're on the electoral register, yes, you can.
So what non-Irish people are allowed to vote and get onto the electoral register?
Just UK citizens. So Irish citizens and UK citizens can vote in a general election. It's an arrangement that we've had for decades, and Irish people can vote in the UK in the elections, and the reciprocal arrangement applies here.
How many new voters do we have for the first time tomorrow in a general election?
Since the start of the year, Matt, 423,000 people have applied using Check the Register online to register to vote.
That's an enormous number.
Absolutely huge. You know, and it's a test.
Do many of them get in for the local and European elections?
Some got in for the local and Europeans and also the referendums in March. Some people voted for the first time. But the number of new voters who'll be voting for the first time in a general election, mostly people who were 14, 15, 16 and 17 the last time around. So a lot of them are new voters, and I'm hoping they will turn out in great numbers tomorrow, because it will have a big impact on the outcome, I suspect.
Okay, I'm on the register in my husband's surname, but all my ID is in my own name. What if I'm asked for photo ID? That's a great question.
Yeah, I think if you have proof of marriage, perhaps, you know, or... bring some ID. Yes, you will have something with your the name that you use on the register, perhaps. So, or you can explain the situation. People in working in polling stations are very sympathetic in relation to this. In many cases, they know the members of the community because they have voted a couple of times already this year.
Another listener says, I don't understand why our right to vote can't be linked to our PPS number. Once you turn 18 or register a debt, you're automatically enrolled or removed from the register.
This happens all the time in other countries. It's not the way that we're set up. So our first job is to...
But why not? Because another listener says in the UK, when you turn 18, you're automatically added to the register.
Yeah, well, we ask people to register. It's a very voluntary thing. It's not a mandatory thing at all. We're encouraging as many people as possible to join the register, and 16 and 17-year-olds can go on the register now and they'll be automatically at 18, or added at 18, but it's something that requires an action by the voter.
James in Dublin 7 says, my wife received her Irish citizenship in September. However, she hasn't received her Irish passport yet. Is she able to register to vote? Well, it's too late for tomorrow's election.
Yeah, so she should be able to register if she has citizenship. There is a form on checktheregister.ie which will be able to do that too. So that shouldn't be a problem. But as you said, I mean, the deadline for registration was last week, so it's too late for this time. But we have a presidential election in October next year, and we look forward to her voting for the first time.
John says, time for voting reform. How many people will have booked holidays for this weekend months ago and then cannot vote as the election date was only announced with a 3-week window? You should be able to vote early if you can prove you're going to be out of the country for personal reasons. This actually applies to members of my family, as it happens.
Yeah, this is a very valid point, and it was even worse in June when the election was in the first week of the summer holidays after the secondary schools broke up. So 1.5 million people left the country in June, you know, so we'll have to have a look at that. It's something that we're doing some research on next year, the question of postal voting.
Brian says, my daughter registered for the European elections but never got her polling card. Went through the registration process again and got email again to say that it worked, but still no polling card, which gets back to the point that...
Certainly, you just go and check the register just to make sure that you're on the register. You don't have to have a polling card in order to vote. You are most likely, if you've got confirmation back in June, and you are absolutely most likely to be on the register.
Kevin says his mother has got 3 polling cards, one in English, one in Irish, and one in her maiden name as well.
That's interesting. I mean, this is the kind of thing that is happening with the register. People have sometimes they were firstly registered, perhaps by a parent, a field worker from the local authority, possibly called to the house and asked a mother or a father who's living in the house that's over 18, may have taken the details in Irish or in English, etc. And then the individual may have registered themselves too. So,
yeah, but hold on. Does that mean then on the register that as you actually look at it, that person's name could pop up 3 times and they could go in at 3 different times during the day and ask for the card or ask for the ballot paper in the particular name that hasn't been ticked off?
It could possibly happen. But again, there is no evidence to suggest that the
bills
are being used fraudulently.
Okay, another one says, I work in adult literacy services. I've been using the learning resources on vote.ie all week. Very good resources and information explained in plain English. People with literacy difficulties are often terrified to go to vote.
Yeah, these are groups that we're working with very closely, and all of our literature has been produced in easy-to-read guides as well. It's all on electoralcommission.ie. We have a website which is in the top 1% of websites in the country for accessibility purposes. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get the information in a format that you are able to consume.
Okay. Are there circumstances, particularly with likes of disabled people, where you can bring assistance into the polling booth with you? Because it is supposed to be something that people do on their own.
Yeah, we work very hard with groups during this campaign. So we've had sessions with Rehab, Down Syndrome Ireland, the Irish Wheelchair Association, to encourage all of their members to get out and vote. If a person needs support or assistance during the course of voting, of course they can bring somebody with them. If they arrive on their own and they need support, then the presiding officer's job is to make sure that this person can vote safely.
Okay. What other things should people bear in mind when they go to vote tomorrow? Is there anything we haven't covered that they need to do?
No, the two things. It's ID and remember to start with one and work your way down the ballot paper, and don't write anything else on the ballot paper if you can avoid it.
Are there lots of people, as well as all the new people, who are going to find that they're voting in a different constituency to the one they're used to?
There's 500,000 people living in different constituencies than they were in the 2020 general election. So there's a really cool map on the Electoral Commission website. You just put in your air code and it'll tell you which constituency you'll be voting in. So electoralcommission.ie.
Okay. And then have you any responsibility for the counting of the votes?
No, we'll be there. We'll be in count centres just observing how things happen. And we like to keep an eye on how votes were spoiled. So that'll inform our marketing and information, our communications campaigns for future elections.
Another question from Lister. Will a driving licence do for identification?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Because your photograph is on that, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Another one says, my child asked, can he come with me to the polling station tomorrow? Can I bring him?
Oh, please do. You know, we all remember as kids going to vote with our parents. And the sooner people get to see at a younger age people voting as part of their civic duty and the excitement that's involved with that, these are hopefully the start of lifelong habits.
Arthur Leary, Chief Executive of the Electoral Commission, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word on Today FM.